It's Christmas time. Are you excited? Are you experiencing the joy of Jesus? Maybe this makes you kind of, make a smirk and think, not exactly. Well, you're not alone. A lot of people burn out and experience all kinds of frustrations. And I myself am included in that. Yet, it is time. It is time for us to focus on Jesus and recovering the joy of Jesus this Christmas. Malachi 4:2 offers us an amazing perspective. Quote, "But for you who fear my name with awe-filled reverence, the Sun of Righteousness will rise with healing in its wings, and you will go forward and leap joyfully like calves released from the stall." Unquote. That's what the Lord offers us in Christ. Instead, though, we see today so many other things. For instance, the tired clerks, the tired shoppers, the frustrated Facebook posts, the testy tweets. You see it everywhere, the Christmas stress out. But the Prince of Peace still reigns, and the wonderful Counselor still counsels and consoles. The joy of Jesus has not ceased. Yet many Christians today seem to be discouraged and, well, grumpy. I hate to say it, but you know what I'm talking about. People tend to list off the ways that the unsaved threaten Christmas. They compare the past Christmases to today's and feel so discouraged, and they frown and look down at the ways Christmas has changed. A lot of Christians allow busyness to snuff out the fire. And frankly, many believers suffer burnout and use discouragement as an excuse to stop encouragement. Yes, you and I see discouragement everywhere. People try to capture Christmas while rejecting Christ. They throw glitzy parties. They toss fancy toys into squeaky shopping carts. Government leaders attempt to secularize the event of Christmas by saying holiday and shunning open displays of the Nativity. Yes, people cannot celebrate Christmas without Christ. And yes, it does rightfully grieve the hearts of us Christians. However, this is the point I want to make. We must confront the stealthy, quiet threat to our joy. We must not be too discouraged by the secularization of Christmas, because it's not beyond God's ability to overcome. We must not allow our discouragement to stop our encouragement of sharing Jesus with others. Be encouraged in Christ. Think about it. He overcame a killer king, Herod. He drew people to himself even when they had to travel mile after dusty mile. Think of the wise men. He burst into the darkness of poor people just trying to make a living. He shattered the darkness for the shepherds. Today, he continues to do all of the aforementioned. He draws the most distant people to himself. He destroys the deepest darkness of the poor. He conquers and overcomes agendas of evil rulers. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. Nothing is too hard for him. Think about that. We need only look to Jesus, love Jesus, and share Jesus in deed and truth. We cannot allow our assessment of the discouraging news today to nullify our passion to share the encouraging good news of Christ. I'll repeat that. We cannot allow our assessment of the discouraging news today to nullify our passion to share the encouraging good news of Christ. Think about Mary. If you're having a pity party, think about Mary. She had her entire life plan shaken and destroyed. She was simply going to get married, live in her familiar small town, have a family, and serve God in a quiet manner. She had her habits, she had her familiar surroundings, but then she received the news from God that he had other, shocking but better plans. She accepted them and loved God, even when it was shocking. She accepted him and worshipped him. She didn't gripe about the horrendous conditions of the day. She chose to focus on his good news, even when people, I'm sure, were gossiping about her. You know, if we had more time, I'd talk about how Joseph was concerned about, you know, putting her, you know, taking care of breaking up their relationship in such a way that would minimize the damage inflicted on Mary by the community. She had to accept God's will even when other people didn't believe her, didn't accept her. And so let's look at how she accepted and worshiped the Lord. I'm going to share the passage from John, from actually Luke chapter 1, 46 through 55. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies and exalts the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, for he has looked with loving care on the humble state of his maidservant. For behold, from now on, all generations will count me blessed and happy and favored by God. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name, to be worshipped in his purity, majesty, and glory. And his mercy is upon generation after generation, those who stand in great awe of God and fear him from generation to generation. He has done mighty deeds with his powerful arm. He has scattered those who were proud in the thoughts of their heart. He has brought down rulers from their thrones and exalted those who were humble. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty-handed. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, just as he promised to our fathers, to Abraham and to his descendants forever." Unquote. My fellow believers, and those of you who are interested in becoming believers in Jesus, look to Jesus, accept him fully, love him no matter what other people say and do. Just focus on him. Look to Jesus, share Jesus, love Jesus. Remember his words from John 16:33. "I have told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace. In the world you have tribulation and distress and suffering, but be courageous, be confident, be undaunted, be filled with joy. I have overcome the world. My conquest is accomplished, my victory abiding." Unquote. So this week, as in every week, I share a prayer tip. And this week's prayer tip is to simply focus on Jesus and encourage others to do the same instead of being discouraged by the different things that are hard. Be encouraged in Christ. Now I'm going to pray. I'm going to give an opportunity for those of you who have not yet received Jesus as Savior and Lord. I'm going to give you this opportunity to receive him in your hearts. I'm also going to give this opportunity to pray with my fellow believers who are suffering burnout, to get recentered, re-energized, and totally encouraged in Christ again. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are God and that there is no other. We thank you that nothing is too hard for you, that you always keep your word, that you are good, that you love us, that you provide, that you guide, that you totally can overcome anything. And so, Lord, right now we come to you and we recognize that we need you. We need you. Forgive us for our sins. We repent of our sins. We receive you, Jesus, as Savior and Lord. We rely on you and what you did on the cross and that you rose again.
conquering sin and death for us. We just believe you. We believe you, Jesus. We receive you, Jesus. And some of us are feeling convicted that we've been discouraged and ignoring the encouragement we have in you, Lord. Forgive us for that, please. And restore to us the joy of our salvation. Help us to share you with love, joy, and peace. Help us to share you and not compromise. Pray for all those who are suffering, who are experiencing all kinds of grief. We ask that you would comfort them and help them, and use us to help them too. Lord, we pray for all the prayer requests sent to Praying Pals, and we ask for your best for each request. We love you, Jesus. We welcome you, Jesus. Just take control. Take control of Christmas. Take control of everything to do in our lives. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope that you'll continue to send your prayer requests to prayingpals.org. And just basically, my friends, I want you to remember how much Jesus loves you. How we can have joy in him no matter what. How we can have comfort in him when we hurt. How we have healing in him. Let us turn to Jesus this Christmas no matter what. He loves you. He loves you.